Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Chantelle Buckley's going to find the winners for us. Morning, Chantelle.
Morning, Cozzy. How are you?
Oh, good. Sounds like a brilliant day. And from the reports from Jeff and from your good husband, everything's fantastic.
Yeah, look, Ladies' Day at Hawkesbury is one of their biggest days. I cannot tell you how many ladies are on track. It'll be absolutely packed. They've got a great day. Look, it's on the cooler side, but the sun is shining. So you couldn't ask for a better day, to be honest. Really looking forward to getting out there.
All right. Now, the first today, a maiden over 1,100. One Arrow Mist is 31. Two's out. Three Bully Rock 19. Four Pauper 950. Five Valiant 750. Six out. Seven Belle of Clonmel $8. Eight out. Number nine, Gimme Shelter $1.90. 10 Lagarde $3.90. 11 Trawalla 15. But the favourite at 190. Number nine, Gimme Shelter.
She just keeps firming this favourite, and I can see why, because the form around her is really good. She finished second in a 900-metre maiden. The winner, Shadow Bridge, won on Melbourne Cup Day in impressive style. Engadine and Sizzle on the Bridge came out of the same race, and they've since gone on to win, and Legion of Boom has won. So there's been four winners out of that race who have won, and I think she gets her chance today. Yes, she's short, but I think she does deserve to be. She had to go back from that wide draw at Newcastle, and she made up a ton of ground late. So 900 up to the 11 is only going to suit her down to the ground. Look, I did try and find something to beat her, but I just couldn't. In the second spot, I'm going to throw a Valiant. Now, I guess you forgive his first start at Kembla. I think he just basically he got frightened in amongst all the horses there, and he just didn't do anything. He did start in the money off his recent trials, and he'll handle the soft track because he handled a heavy track in a trial. So when you go back and read the steward's report, Adrian Layett rode him and he just couldn't get at him properly because he was hanging in and doing a few things wrong. He over-raced. So I think he'll be a big improver here. I think he's good value. Into a third spot, I'm going to throw the four here. Pauper only had the one start for the Godolphin team. That was at Sale. Was well beaten. Look through the steward's report, they couldn't really offer any excuses for him, but he was caught deep the entire, so look, I don't know, maybe that was a genuine excuse for him. Actually comes out of the same trial as Battle Anthem, who won again at Kembla on Melbourne Cup Day there, and he returns a gelding, so I think he'll be better for the last prep. And the 10, I'm going to throw in to a fourth spot here. Lagarde has been trialling really well. First run for Brad Witt up. She's placed 5 from 6, and her trial was really good untouched there. So in the first, I've gone 9, 5, 4, and 10.
All right. Now, race two, number one, is Montana Thunder, $6. 2 and 3 out, 4 McCormick, $6.50. 5 Nikki Rose, $4.60. 6 and 7 out, 8 Paul Hampton, $6.50. 9 Celosia, $7.50. 10 Prototype, $19. 11 Sebring Bay, $18. 12 Dancer is 12. Number 13, Lose in Charge, $18. 14 Paris Light, $6.50, and 15 Another Shadow, $16. Favourite at $4.60, number 5, and that's Nikki Rose.
I've gone against the favourite here. I've put the toppy on, toppy in Montana Thunder. Look, I know he's a 5-year-old gelding having his very first start. He's really well bred. I think the booking of Collett, that sort of just swayed me in this direction there. He hasn't ridden his horse before, but they've opted to put him on here. Now, he flew the gate in his recent trial at Wyong, and he was given that little bit of a squeeze up just to find the line, but he just looked to do everything right. He's obviously a big, gross-doing horse, and just hoping from an inside, well, a good draw that he can put himself there and he might be able to get the job done. Nothing wrong with Nikki Rose last time out. She gets the blinkers on for the first time. The winkers coming off. She went to Orange on debut, bumped into Indicators On, who has since run second at Goulburn in a Class 1. She showed really good speed. And look, she did everything right there. She was beaten 2 lengths. So she's back to her home track. She'll improve. The 4 in McCormack, I think he's an interesting runner here for Tracy Bartley. He has shown speed in his trials. The only thing I'm concerned about with him was the second horse in the trial when he won at Wyong, Groovestar, didn't do a lot on Saturday, but then Jazzland, who finished third, was really impressive at Musselbrook last Sunday. So I'm not sure how to rate his trials, but he's done everything right there. He's got a tricky draw, but I'm not too worried. It's a straight run to the first turn there, and so it's only one turn to go around from the 1100 at Hawks. We're going to pop him in, and then the 8 in Paul Hampton. I don't know if it was a fluke that she got up and finished second last time out, but I'm going to give her a chance to go a little bit better here. I thought she found the line quite nicely. 1, 5, 4, and 8 in the second.
All right, now the third event, 1 Dashing Special 21, 2 Happy Hustler 750, 3 Hero is 26, number 4 Burnsun 151, 5 Downstage, 19. 6 Knights Helmet, 101. 7 Novelle is 280. 8 Lady of Cost, $11. 9 The Promise, 650. The favourite 10 Proven Class, narrowly at $2.50.
Yeah, I can see why. I think a few punters are keen on her today. She debuted over the 1300 at Warwick Farm there, and they walked up front. And she found the line well enough considering there. So she stepped up to the 1500. We all know how good Mark can get these three-year-old fillies going. He's got a few handy ones in the stable. So I'm interested to see what his thoughts are on this filly. I think second race start, she is definitely going to be better for the run there. And she's bred to get up over a trip. And Mum, I think Brad Davidson was saying that a mum finished second in a Melbourne Cup or an Oaks or something like that. So she's well bred and she'll appreciate the step up in distance. The two in Happy Hustler, look, he's a gelding who's had 14 starts with 5 minors, but he always runs well here at home. If you go back 4 starts ago, he was beaten about 2 lengths behind Youngstar. Now, obviously, we know what she's gone on to do. He just keeps running into one better. I think the 1500 is another one that'll suit him. He's a get-back, run-on type of horse. The top weight in Dashing Special, he's had 19 starts with 9 minors, but you just have to like his trial. It was very impressive. He loomed up really nice. There was a few good horses coming out of that trial there. So pretty hot trial form for him. Blinkers off, crossover noseband off, and the tongue tie off. So I think they've had tongue tie on. They're just taking all the gear and trying something different. So look, who knows? Start 20 might be his time to shine. And number 7, into 4th spot, Nivel. Finished 3rd, second up at Campbell. I thought he had a beautiful run. He loomed like he was going to be the winner, then just battled away. But this is no harder, this race. So I'll pop him in the mix as well. 10, 2, 1 and 7 in the 3rd.
Okay, we go to race 4, the class 1. Now 1, Britannicus is $6. 2, Naughty Bernie, $1.90. 3, Host Winnepinui is $5.50. 4's out. 5, Elcano is $7. Number 6, Tokyo King, $35. 7, Russian Express, $9. 8, The Wild Wild West at $14. And 9, Golden Creek, $14. Our favourite is number 2, Naughty Bernie, $1.90. Chris Warner and Jay Ford teaming up here.
She really deserves to be favourite in here. I think she's a clear standout for mine. I think I had her on top and then it was a bit of a lucky dip for the rest of them. So Naughty Bernie, she won a maiden on a heavy track at Gosford last preparation over the 1900. So she went out on a winning note. She resumed with 1 trial over the 1175 and then they sent her to Hawkesbury last meeting actually where she finished 3rd in a class 1 out there. I think it was just a bit too short for her. That was only over the 1400. As I said, she won a maiden over the 1900. She's well weighted here and she'll definitely appreciate having that first up run. So she's a clear standout for mine. In the second spot, I'm going to go with a little bit of value here and pop the Wild Wild West in. Now, I know her form doesn't read great, but if you go back and watch her run, she hasn't really had a great deal of luck. She was only beaten a length last time out in a 58 race at Musselbrook. She was caught deep. But I just like the fact that she goes around with 51 kilos after the claim for Simone Bella. She knows her inside out. Just hoping she can find the fence on her. She's drawn tricky, but I don't think there's a great deal of speed. So I wouldn't be surprised to see her up there leading or sitting outside the leader. She's really good value at, about $20 or $17, actually, something like that. So pop her in the mix. The toppy Britannicus. Unwanted first up in the betting there. He battled away okay, but I still think he probably wants a touch further than what he's getting here, second up over the mile, but we'll pop him in anyway. And the 7 in Russian Express got his maiden out of the way, in Nice Style at Bathurst over the 1400. Drops 4 kilos here and she steps up to the mile as well, but the way she attacked that line, I don't think that mile will be any problem with her. So 2 a clear standout. I've made Naughty Bernie my best from 8, 1 and 7.
Right, race 5, the Ted McCabe Class 5, hand over 1500, 1 Hurricane Harbour, $9. Number 2, Red Henno at 17, 3 Buddy's Ode, 26. Favourite 4, Bobbing, very short, $1.80. 5, Mo the Great, $4.20. 6, Cuban Royale at $8.50. 7, On Angel Wings, $14. Number 8, Curata Princess, $41. 9, Miss Redoble, $12. But the favourite, very short, $1.80. Number 4, Bobbing. Can you see it being beaten?
Look, I can't, no. He's just flying this horse. I know he's won his last 3. He's won 2 back this preparation, and I don't really like jumping on the bandwagon late. you know, when they are looking for their fourth win. But it's hard to go around him. He's had six starts, three wins and two minors. He's just absolutely flying. Bernie gave him a freshen up in between his first and his second win this preparation. He hasn't given him the 4 weeks off this time. I don't know if that was by design or if there was any no races around. But what I liked about his last win at Wyong, they didn't really go at a blistering speed. He settled back. He took off mid-race there, circled the field. Josh rated him like the best horse in the race, and he was too good. He beat them by a length and a half, or just over a length and a half on that occasion. He does drop 4 kilos off that, but I just honestly, I just can't find anything to beat him. So I'm going to put him on top and give him a chance here again. Red Hanno, I think he's a nice horse. He's a reduced choice entire. First up here, he has won first up. Michaela Weir takes the 3 kilos off him. She's won on the horse. He's only had the one trial back. It wasn't fantastic. It didn't stand out, but it just, I think the fact that he's first up, he didn't have much of a break in between. He should lead them up. He might take some running down here. The 5 into third spot, Mo the Great. He's on the 5-day backup. He led them up at Newcastle on Saturday. Rolled off the fence. Eventual win actually snuck up the inside and knocked him off there by just under a length. He drops 3 kilos, 16 back to the 15. But he's a horse that has placed midweek company before. And we'll throw in that Miss Ree Doble. She's got the inside draw, 54 kilos on her back. She won first up a class one at Cessnock, and then forget last start. She over-raced. She pulled her head off there. I think she was a little bit fresh going into that. She'll be better for having the two runs under her belt now. And she has one on a soft track, which led me to put her in the mix here. So 4, 2, 5, and 9 in the fifth.
Okay, we go to race 6. Now, this is over 1,100. Number one, Playard, $10. 2, French Blue, $360. 3, Vega, $10. 4, Dynamic Bid, $850. 5, All Too Free, $460. 6 out. 7, Beware, $460. 8, Don't Doubt Her, $11. Number 9, Northern Lights, $950. 10, The Patrician, $21. 11 out and 12, Ann Skiff, $61. Favourite here, $3.60, 2 French Blue, but a few given chances.
Oh, look, it's the hardest race of the day, I reckon. Any one of them could probably get up and win. I've gone with Vega on top. Early on, I'd barred this horse because I kept tipping in and he just didn't do anything. But the reason I put him on top today is because last preparation he came to Hawkesbury and won first up over the 1,000 there. Same sort of conditions here, or just that it's 1,100 today. He's got the 60.5, which I'm not worried about. Wide draw, he'll probably get back. And I think he'll be doing his best work late there. So I'm going to take it on the fact that he can win first up. He's had 5 goes now, fresh for 3 wins. Into a second spot, I've got All Too Free. First up this prep, she went to Gosford in a benchmark 64 over the 1,100. She was beaten half a length behind Sebring Express. Then at Wyong last start, was a class one. She was beaten a length and a half, but I think she had genuine excuses. She got held up on a couple of occasions, but she's a consistent mare. Into a third spot, I'm going to put the 7 in Beware. Now, he resumed, in a 70 race. They flew up front. He came off the back like he's going to win, but he only sort of just plugged in the straight. But I think he's better than that effort there. That was on a soft track, so he'll appreciate it. He'll definitely get through today's track. And the 4, Dynamic Bid, it was very deep over the 900. Still had the audacity to find there. I just hope he didn't take too much out of him, because at his best, he can win a race like this. 3, 5, 7, and 4 in race 6, as I said, it's probably a race where you could have 5 or 6 numbers in the mix.
All right, the 7th, the Ladies' Day Cup, $1,400. Now, 1 Burning Passion, $6. 2 Fabrizio, $480. 3 New Tipperary, $420. 4 and 5 out. 6 Pecans, $440. 7 The Locketer is $650. 8 Tougher Than the Rest, $10. 9 Your Universe is $6. 10 Legislation, $31. The favourite at $420, 3 New Tipperary, and this doesn't look much easier.
No, it's not. It's a really handy race. You know, take out Legislation, any of the others can win a race like this, but I'm going to go with Pecan purely based on the fact that she's just a fresh horse. She's had 6 goes fresh for 2 wins and 3 minors. Now, she actually went to the races the other day and was scratched at the gate, so Joe has since sent her back to the trials. She had a very, very quiet trial there. She's been about 4 lengths, but never really asked to do anything. It was just a trial to keep her ticking over there. So she comes here fresh. She won the Godolphin Crown out of here last time, first start, and she's an on-speed runner. So I'm going to put her on top from Fabrizio. Now, all reports are this horse is back, and they've got him back to his best, and he's got a really good second-up record. He was really, he's pretty good first up, beaten 1.5, and he's won at this track before. So we'll put him into second spot. Into third, we'll go New Chippery, the stablemate to Pecan. Got his win at Newcastle in the Cameron was really good. Then maybe a little bit outclassed in the Epsom there. He's been about 6.8 behind Hartnell on that occasion. He's since been back to the trials, tried on a heavy track, got through that with no problem at all. And into fourth spot, I'm going to call it number 9 in New Universe. Now, he probably doesn't have the form of the other horses in the race, but he's won twice second up. He's only beaten a length in a benchmark 94 at Randwick when he was resuming there. I think he's down in the weights, good draw, Glen Schofield on, and as I said, he's won 2 from 3 second up. A really tricky race, a great race to be honest. It's the feature of the day, so 6, 2, 3, and 9.
Right, and the final event, race 8 for the Class 4 Stayers, 2100, 1 Good Enough, 320, 2 Keep Up, $6, 3 Tinker Dan, 650, 4 Devil's Lair, 7, 5 Go Benny, 7, 6 Albert of Monaco, 8, number 7 Night Star, 10, 8 Villarica, 26, 9 Athena's Voice, 950, and 10 is out. Favourite 1 Good Enough, 320, again, this doesn't look easy.
No, it's not. Look, Good Enough is a horse I love. I've followed him from day one. I really like the horse. He's had 3 goes at this track for 3 wins, but I'm actually going to go against him. Look, I might change now looking over it again. But at the moment, I've got Tinker Dan on top. Johnny Steinmetz has got these geldings flying. Rachel Hunt claims the 2 kilos, so he gets in a lot better with the weights than Godunov, who carries the 60.5. But he's just so consistent. He's back from a 78-rated race where he was beaten 4 lengths there behind Sky Boys. Have a Cool comes out of the same race as does Gamblestown. If you go back to his run back in early October, he finished 2nd in town there over the 2,000 metres. So he's rock hard fit. He's just racing consistently, and I just like the fact that he's got the claim here. We'll go with him. He's good value. Ahead of the 1, Godunov, huge win last time out here at Hawkesbury. He'll be our likely leader. That was a Class 2 race. Early days, I'm probably a little bit disappointed in him. I thought he was going to go on and be a really good horse. He's sort of just battling away nicely, but you know, he's definitely capable of putting 2 wins on end. Into third spot, I've got Keep Up. Blinkers off this time. He's back in grade as well. A big run wouldn't surprise me from this fella. He was to be ridden further forward last time out, so whether or not they try and ride him a little bit closer, we'll have to wait and see. And the 5 in Go Benny, another one that's rock hard fit. He's only had the 1 placing here at Hawkesbury, obviously formerly trained here at Hawkesbury, but he's only had the 1 placing, so I don't know if he just doesn't like Hawkesbury or just a victim of circumstances, but he's rock hard fit, you can't leave him out. So 3-1, 2 and 5 in the last.
And speaking of Rachel Hunt, I notice she's lowered her minimum riding weight on Saturday to 49 kilos without the vest. She's very light.
She is tiny, right? Yep. I'd love to be that weight.
A little power pack dynamo, don't worry. Yep. Now, what's your best today?
I have made Naughty Bernie my best. She's in a Class 1 race. I couldn't really find anything to beat her. So race 4, number 2, Naughty Bernie. She's short, but I think she is deserving to be short. So maybe, you know, throw something. I've got Wild Wild West in the Quinella with her, but I think if you stand her out and throw a couple of roughies in, you might even end up with a trifecta. So race 4, number 2.
Good on you, Sandy. We'll look forward to the late mail today from you.
Thanks, Coz. Talk to you soon.
Okay, Chantelle Buckley. She'll be looking after us today at Hawkesbury.